The ocean is more ancient than the mountains, and frightened with memories of the dreams of time. Welcome to St. Paxton, a Pulp Cthulhu real play tabletop role playing experience starring Steph as Clara Carter, Mike as Nicholas Watley, Fred as Edward Worthington III, Ben as Max Anderson, and your game master, Veronica.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another exciting episode of Welcome to St. Paxton. I am your game master, Veronica, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey everybody, it's me, Ben, and I play Max Anderson, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hey everyone, Mike Lane here, and I'm playing Aaron Jefferson. My pronouns are he, him.
Hi, I'm Steph. I'm playing Cindy Jefferson, and my pronouns are she, her.
Woo! And we don't have a Fred with us today. He's home with a stuffy nose. I don't know, I guess you could, if you want to know more, get on twitter.com/I think I'm Fred. And you'll find out more about him. Send him your well wishes.
Yeah.
It's, next time you see Fred Greenleaf, give him a little cough drop.
Give him a little something. Yeah. Don't give him a kiss.
I'm sure that'll help him right now if you do that.
Do not kiss Fred Greenleaf.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, no!
No, don't do it. Y'all, has this pandemic taught you nothing? No. Kissing is over.
I'm just assuming.
I live in America. I learned nothing from this, okay?
Since I'm American. Canceled? I learned.
Yeah. No, we're ramping it up, actually.
Oh, I forgot. America!
That's right.
Yes!
That's right. We're saying Merry Christmas and we're kissing. Okay? That's what's going on now.
It's true because Chris Pratt is Mario, so now all bets are off. We do what we want now. We do what we want.
There's
and
no
what
rules.
I want to do.
There's no more There's rules, no everybody. Keegan-Michael Key is Toad. Remember this.
Is he really?
Yes, he's Toad.
Oh.
You're not going to hear.
The fucking unless, cutest thing.
I hope he attempts to make that noise because.
I'm sorry. I was washing my hands. Can you do that again?
I think you should play
Toad. Mario!
Yes. I'm gonna make a petition. Jordan Peele has stolen enough from the cast of this show to take the role of Toad from Ben. That's where
it's not
draw
even
the
same
line.
Guy. It's Keegan Michael Key. They're not the same guy.
Oh, I was thinking of Key and Peele.
Yeah, they're not the same guy. They work together a lot.
Okay, sorry. You know what? Now I have to reimagine the entire thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because
it's not gonna
I
be.
Had. Okay, well, that's on me. Everyone, let's roll luck, god damn it, okay. Because we need it.
Yeah, we do.
Because some shit went down in this last episode. I mean, Fred Greenleaf, his character turned into a big Sniffer Magoo. And in order for them to survive the Sniffer Magoo, we need to give a special thanks, our praise and honor. All of our hopes and dreams are funded by Alex Coral, Alexandra Kritsoska, Allison Ravy, Amber Schmidt, Andrea, Angela Tracy, Ann Cockrell, Anthony Robin Stanley, Armeow, Babalooey, Ben Epperson, Big DM Energy, Ben Siegler, Brad Rockway, Brad Mack, and also Brom, Campbell Richmond, Christopher Nitkin, Craig Hart, Dan Orlowitz, Dan Wheeler, Daniel Martin Garcia, Dave Hawk, Donnie Geralds, Ed Graham, Amelia Zuckerman, Emil. We're stopping at Emil today.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, thank you to all
so many
who were mentioned and many, many
thank
more.
Thank you for the luck.
Yes, I needed that.
I went from 70 to 87 because I actually rolled a 73, so I got to roll all my dimes.
I think this might be the first time I've rolled over my luck in a long time. So I went from 45 to 66.
Excellent.
Yeah. Feeling lucky.
It's good stuff.
Let's get into this.
Mike, do you have the gummy worms?
Uh-oh. I totally forgot about that.
I also got some trolleys, just, you know, just in case. I don't know. I don't know what dragon tastes like. Clara dragon, whatever, you know.
Aaron, as the rest of the group either flies or walks away, you are left alone in the St. Paxton dump to find the typewriter. Let me know what you do.
As I'm walking around the dump, I'm going to be like looking over my shoulder just to make sure everyone is truly gone. And once I feel secure in that, I'm going to rush over to try to find puddles of Clara's blood.
Yeah, so you can definitely find some viscera and puddles, especially on that typewriter that Clara was holding as her throat was like ripped out above it. You find that, of course, and it's covered in all sorts of disgusting Clara goo.
So I'm looking, so I was underneath when this was happening. Like, am I somewhat covered in blood?
I wouldn't say covered in blood. Like, it's like if you were far away on the other side of a wood chipper as someone's body went through it, there's like a red mist.
Okay. So if I remember correctly, how this went down is I saw both, I was going to say Ben, jeez, Max and Edward, like, absorb blood and then transform and get powerful.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's accurate.
So I'm going to like upend this typewriter over my head and let whatever contents were pooling in it just basically bathe over the top of me, and then I'm going to start rubbing that in, get nice and coppery.
Okay, roll constitution for me.
I was like, is that a skill?
It's a characteristic at the top of the page.
I got 38. I'm going to use 3 luck points to make that a hard success.
Okay. As you are kind of pushing this stuff down your gullet, you get stuck on a little bit of bone, and there's like a tooth in there that's really sharp. And so you're able to like spit that out, but you just like pocket it because you might want to snack on that later. But before, you know, actually spitting it into your hand, you suck all of the blood and, you know, gross tooth stuff out of it. And you're able to stomach all of this humanish flesh into your body without vomiting.
As I try to hold that down, I'm going to look to see if there are just any somewhat deeper poolings of blood on the ground.
Yeah, you finally get to the spot, like the big place where Edward really devoured Clara, and there is just the largest pool of her intestines. There's a lot of blood and hair. There's also some scaling there as well, and kind of a oily shimmer on the top of it that looks like rainbow, you know, like oil on water. Sorry.
Ugh. All right, so I'm hoping I'm starting to feel something now. You know, if not, certainly a dip in this pool. I'm just gonna basically like death roll in it, you know, just start flopping around and soaking it in.
Yeah, so as you marinate in you know, this essence of Clara, and you have her hair kind of tangled up, do you have a beard or stubble or anything? Or are you
clean? He's pretty clean shaven.
Okay, so as her hair kind of knots around your neck and gets all into your little crevices and things like that, you're waiting for something to happen, and nothing seems to be happening for you. It's just, you know, you've just consumed a lot of human meat and blood and teeth, but not much else.
So I'm really just feeling slippery.
Yeah, I would say that the main thing you're feeling is slippery and full. Definitely full.
All right, I'm just going to sit for a minute in this goop. Maybe they had special power so they could absorb it faster. I've just gonna give it time. Give it time. Give it time.
So you see this like shimmery rainbow stuff over the pool that you're lying in. And it seems to be like swirling around in this blood. And there's motion that's occurring without your movement. So you can tell that this like rainbow swirly stuff is maybe where the magic is.
All right, I'm gonna reach for it.
Yeah, it slips right through your fingers. It's a part of the blood.
Okay, I'm gonna like sink my hands in so it pools into my hands. And then, okay, you know, I'm just gonna bring that up and drink it.
Roll power.
64 out of 65.
Okay, let me roll for Clara. So as you kind of get all of this stuff down, you can feel the separation in your throat as the blood actually gets warm in your chest. But this silvery rainbow-like substance, it starts shooting across your chest. And you feel as this metallic kind of force and energy begins to sink into the layers of your body, and they begin to take over your organs, and you feel this pulse, and you feel this rippling in your back, and then you see through the eyes of a great beast as it rounds on your sister, and it begins to feel like it's going to attack and hurt her. And you watch as the scene between Edward and Cindy and then Max kind of plays out. And you're watching all of this through Edward's eyes. And as Max looks at Cindy in this kind of knowing way, and then he looks back at you, you feel this recognition as well. Understanding that Max is the person that helped you and your sister and your whole island family escape the shackles of enslavement and servitude. And he's looking for a way to remove Cindy from this situation. And you open Edward's mouth with your successful power roll. And Edward looks around like, what's happening? Like, he's not in control of himself. And Max, you hear Aaron's voice come out of Edward's body. And it says,
I'll be right back. I'm gonna go outside.
What?
That was weird. He kind of sounded like Aaron.
And Edward pushes through both of you and just runs out the back door and slams the back door behind him. And Aaron, you're looking at the ground, you're looking at these hands, these long spindly hands, and you're trying to get your bearings about you, and all of a sudden this hand starts hitting your head, and you feel and you hear that, but it's so dull for you. And you hear yourself and Edward say, "Get out! Get out!
Ow, 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 jerk!" I'm going to try to grab the hand that's hitting my head and restrain it.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, absolutely. You can try anything. Roll strength for me, actually. Roll strength.
Ooh, that's a good roll. 12 out of 45, so that's a hard success.
Okay. Edward, you know, is very confused about why he's trying to hit something out of him, and then his own hand stops and, like, grabs his other hand. And then he starts walking toward the barn. But before he gets to the barn, he notices a small outhouse. And he stops to take a break. Max. Edward just storms out. And you and Cindy are left alone in the house. I leave the scene to you.
Wow. Your friend there, he's kind of a little different.
He's quite different. Yeah.
Yeah. He does impersonations, apparently. That's kind of weird for given the situation.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with that. He's not really known to be a ventriloquist like that. So,
yeah.
I don't know. There might be something else going on. You might have noticed. Yeah, again, he's a little different. So,
yeah, I did notice that. He seemed kind of, you know, different. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Long time no see.
Do I remember Max at all?
No. This is a very locked into the deep depths of your psyche. Well, you know what? Actually, why don't you roll me a history?
Oh, okay. This will be fun. I'm not good at history.
Hey, you could have one of these Mike Lane rolls and get some extreme success.
Okay, well, so my history is a 5, and I rolled a 29. So I am within striking range. So I think, gosh. Yeah, I'll spend the luck. Go big or go home.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Why wouldn't you? Yeah, absolutely. You recognize this newcomer who's one of your oldest allies and friends. You see his eyes and remember exactly who he is. You remember kind of being ushered out of a very dangerous situation and being at the same angle where he lets you get by, and then your eyes make contact with one another and you hold for a second before you are on your way to safety.
Holy fuck, Max?
Yeah, it's me! Yeah!
What? Whoa. Wait. What the hell's going on? That... I haven't, like, I didn't even think about that in, I don't know, because honestly, I didn't even remember. And then I saw your face and I was like, whoa, this is familiar. This is pretty deja vu.
Yeah, no kidding.
What is happening?
Well, if you remember my face, you may remember some other things like Darius. Well, he... Based on what I was doing to help you guys out, kind of, put it gently, locked me away for a while, but I got out.
Or he let me out.
I don't know. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
fuck
my
that
God.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I'm back, and I'm here to
Good. Keep
I'm trying to keep everybody safe. My friend Edward over there was supposed to help me.
Yeah, he seems a bit intense, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going through a lot right now.
Gotcha.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't so much for him, but yeah.
Cindy, you kind of, as you're recalling all of this information about Max, you also know that it hasn't been until recently that you've been able to fully form these memories that you know to be true. So a lot of times, you know, when you would have these memories, there'd be this island reset, like all sorts of things started happening that would prevent you from really dwelling on that. And so your memory just kind of like reset, like waking up from a dream. But now those dreams are like not dreams anymore, but they are real history to you. So it's nice to have this confirmation from, you know, someone else that was there that, yeah, these did happen, you know. And you may have had that conversation with other people, but Max is certainly there to reinforce these memories.
Oh, man, this is a lot. This is a lot to take in. I kind of, you know, sometimes I'd think about stuff and I kind of thought maybe I'm just going crazy. You know, maybe I'm just bad dreams. Maybe it's just bad dreams. But then, like, you know, monsters on the island. There was that weird, like, big old dog and, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then I was like, I'm not crazy, right? Like, this is happening. This is real. And then here you are, and it is real. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Oh my gosh. I guess it makes sense. Well, like I said, Edward is not in a good place right now, and you just have the worst. You picked the worst place to pick over.
Okay, yeah.
He's got a thing for this guy, and this guy that lives, did you know Watley at all?
I've seen the dude, but I don't know him. I suspected he had some cool stuff in this house. I have been timing it, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Not that I'm admitting to anything, of course, but...
No, not at all, of course not.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he's got a cool house.
Absolutely. Just, Edward was very close to Watley, and now, do you remember, just a little bit ago, all the lights went out, and then they came back on, and then the monsters were gone?
Yeah, there's some weird shit. Yeah.
Well, Watley made all that disappear.
Oh, well, that was nice of him.
And he, in turn, made himself disappear with all of them.
Okay, like intentionally, like fuck this place. I don't
know.
Be here anymore, or
I don't think so. Him and Edward, like I said, were getting close, so I don't think he would have wanted to do it.
Some things.
I don't think he'd want to do it intentionally. So.
Okay.
He's very upset. He wants to figure out a way to get him back here. And now you're here, doing whatever you're doing. So,
oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah. house-sitting, right?
House-sitting, but he didn't know, so it looks automatically bad, right? It doesn't matter what you're here for. It's just automatically bad.
God, you can't assume the worst in people. Like,
I know. Ugh. We've just, me and him, we've been through a lot.
Okay,
And he is in a really bad place, the more I am thinking about it. And we should probably, while he is preoccupied, not to distress you or anything, but I need to get you somewhere very safe, very fast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, let's skedaddle. That sounds good. I don't want to be around when your angry dragon friend gets all weird.
Yeah, he, one of our, I don't need to tell you. You don't need all the details. Just know just stay away from him. No matter how nice he seems, stay away.
Got it. I mean, he seemed a little on edge, you know.
Oh, so. That's him. That was him just keeping it together. I'm surprised.
Oh. Okay, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, it's time to go. I lead the way out to the motorcycle. And did you drive here at all? Or did you walk? What's going on? How'd you get here?
You know, I just hitched a ride with, what's his name, Rudy?
Oh, that guy. You know, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't want to like leave a car parked here and then have it be obvious that there's a car parked here for
reasons. So you made Rudy your accomplice to crimes?
Rudy?
Unbelievable.
Rudy thought she was house sitting.
Yeah. Rudy's nice. He just trusts people, especially when they pay him.
That's fair. Okay. Sorry.
She promised to give him a great review.
That's even better.
God. Was in a jam. Rudy was there to help. Okay.
Classic Rudy.
Aaron. From beside you, you hear this click, 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 as the typewriter near you begins typing something. But there's no paper in it, so you wouldn't be able to tell what it is. It's just going.
Can I look around for anything that might fit in there? Like cardboard. I mean, anything that it could potentially print on.
So does the rest of the group actually want to know what this message is?
If we're dragon brain linked, wouldn't I just like kind of know it instantly?
Well, I mean, like, the group of players. Sorry.
Oh. I'm cool with secrets, if we want to be secret-y.
Take your headphones off, Fred.
It's big enough to be a secret.
No. I just mean, collectively, do y'all want to know what's happening here?
Like, all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I thought you meant just us.
Let's do a group luck roll, then. So the person with the lowest luck is going to roll luck for everyone.
That's I have 87.
I got 86.
I'm at 42, which I feel like is lucky.
42 is lucky. Go ahead and roll luck to see if Aaron can find a piece of paper lying about.
That's a 94.
Okay. Yeah. So you are scrounging around looking for a piece of paper. Everything you find that you think is going to be a piece of paper is like soggy with blood or is soggy with like banana or, you know, some other such thing on it. You find a really dark piece of like green copy paper that you're able to put in there, but it doesn't show up, unfortunately. Like, it's just like nothing. Ugh, that must be so frustrating for you.
Oh God, why is this going wrong today? And everything was going so good, and then this happened, and then such a disaster.
Max roll power.
Yeah, 47 under 50. Success.
Okay, great. As Aaron is feeling defeated, you begin to feel defeated too. You're not exactly sure why you're feeling that way until you kind of like search inside of yourself to find out like what the fuck is happening. And you now realize that you are connected to Aaron too.
Ah, shit. and I start to point the motorcycle. Yeah, you know, I change my heading and I head back towards the dump.
Okay. Did you have any intention actually of ever going to the library, Aaron? Or was that just a ruse?
Well, I mean, I wanted everyone to get away so that I could, you know, get these powers, but the end result was to eventually show up at the library.
Okay. Are you taking the typewriter with you? Okay. Eventually, I mean, it certainly you're not going to walk across an entire island dump and also get to the library faster than Max can ride a motorcycle back to you. So we'll just kind of split the difference here and say that as you are exiting the dump, Max and Cindy ride up to the main entrance where you're exiting with the typewriter.
Hey!
Aaron, what the fuck? You look like crap.
Yeah, buddy, what did you do? I told you to get the typewriter and go back to the library. What are you still doing?
Yeah, this Why was buried under, you know, like, parts of Clara.
Real fast talk.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
It's 93 out of 75. I'd like to use some luck.
Go ahead. Max, you can always roll fast talk to see.
Mm-hmm.
May I also roll fast talk?
Of course. Of course.
Perfect. Oh, man.
I'll roll it too.
I am. Oh, good. I got a 47 out of 50.
I got a 17. That's almost an extreme success. Now, if you want to push your luck, Aaron, I can spend those two luck points.
I just want everyone to know that as the GM, I rolled a 1.
Oh
shit.
But it doesn't matter. Yeah, so Max, you can tell that Aaron is giving a great presentation here, but nothing gets past you. No one bullshits a bullshitter.
Buddy, I don't think it was under anything. I think it was already, you know, I think the trajectories don't really line up with what you're telling me.
There was also a lot of stuff in it, and mm-hmm. I'm having a bad day. And, you know, Max, I figured out, like, who you are, and, like, I understand why, you know, I connected with you and why I think you're so awesome. And, yeah, I just want to say thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, okay? But I think you might have done something terrible.
I mean, I realized that without having to get all gooey, so I don't know. Like, I know sometimes you get a little into trying to find antiques, but this is kind of extreme. How much is that typewriter even worth?
It's not about the cost. It started typing on its own, but I used this paper, but nothing.
Yeah, that looks as bad as you do. That's
so
gross.
Thanks, Cindy. And
yeah.
And so we need to go find some paper for this because something was coming through and I don't know what it is. And I really need to take a shower or scrub.
Yeah.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put more people on the motorcycle. But do you want to?
No, I was going to make him call Rudy.
Get Clara goo all over the taxi.
Rudy's like, I refuse this ride.
Actually, can I roll something to see if perhaps Edward had dropped the keys to that very expensive automobile in the dump here?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Why don't you roll? How about let's just do a group luck roll here?
Okay.
Group luck.
All of us roll it, or just
the one with just the lowest.
Okay. This will be fun. That's a 64 out of 42.
It's better.
Okay, yeah. So,
yeah, getting there.
Weirdly, in this vast space of shit and nonsense, you don't see a single key. Nothing, just like, bing, tinks out to you there.
All right. Fine. I don't want you on this bike. I like this bike. So I go over to the car and I'm going to try to hotwire it.
Oh, okay, great. Roll me something for that.
How about, don't I have a mechanical repair?
Sure, go for it.
Yeah. 19. So hard success.
Okay. Aaron, you can sit your goopy ass down into a very pretty blue McLaren.
Won't this make Edward even angrier?
Buddy, I don't think he's ever going to use a car again. Oh. Feel me?
Wow. I gotta say, though, like, that was some sweet hotwire skills. Like, if you ever want to, you know, partner up and do some, like, car stuff, you know?
Cindy, now's not the time.
Well, sorry, that was just really cool.
Aaron, in the back of your mind, you can hear Edward as he's like, don't sit in that car! Don't you dare! Don't touch it!
You know, let me find, like, a tarp, right? People throw tarps away. Some kind of plastic. Can I search for that?
Yeah, I'll let you do that. That makes sense. Why don't you roll spot hidden
spot
for me?
Hidden. Ooh.
Spot hidden.
13 classic. Out of 65, which is extreme success.
An extreme success. Wow. Okay. Yeah, not only do you find just a tarp, right? You find a very pretty, like, new in the box. Someone threw away. Someone was gifted this seat cover that is like a big fuzzy pink seat cover that you could put on. And it's also got, like, the big fuzzy pink steering wheel cover as well. So,
I will apply the seat covering to the driver's side seat and the steering wheel.
Okay. The car seems to be as out of harm's way as it can be. Congratulations.
All right. So put the buckle in the typewriter in the passenger seat. Go back to the buckle up the typewriter in the passenger seat. Go back to the library. Go straight to the library, okay?
So, you think Navarre is gonna let me in, like looking like this?
He'll let you in. I'll tell him to let you in. It'll be okay.
Okay, all right. I just, you know,
It'll be fine. They'll hose you down and out in the garage.
Oh. All right.
Well, did you made this choice. Don't oh me. All right. I pulled you out of one mess. I'll pull you out of another one. All right. Come on.
Okay. All right.
So we're going to a library?
Yeah. Well, Cindy. Yeah, the library is not really a library anymore. You'll see when you get there. It's
magic.
Okay. I was gonna try to put it in a way
Okay.
Yeah, it's magical, okay? A magic
library.
It magically expanded, uh-huh. Yes. Like your wildest hopes and dreams.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You're not allowed to acquire anything from there, okay? I'll know.
Oh. Well, sounds kind of lame, but okay.
You won't need, don't worry. We just need to get you in there until we can figure out. Let's just go. What are we talking here for? He could come back any minute. Yeah. We got to get out of here.
Let's go.
As you all roll up to the library, just before you get there, you see Rudy's yellow taxi as it pulls away, and someone walks up the stairway, opens both doors to the library, and you see this silhouette of a woman with like really big curly hair, and she turns around and closes the door. You arrive.
So you pull into the spots into the garage area. Hey, Cindy, have you ever seen anybody like that before?
Have I?
Roll history.
Okay. I'm not rolling great tonight. That was a 76 out of 5. So,
I mean, lots of people have curly hair.
Should I have recognized her? Is she, like, a...
Nah, she out in the
celebrity.
Dark. She might be. I got a feeling she might be important. I don't know. She might just be a library patron. Who knows?
Okay. Well, shall we?
Yeah, let's go in there. Yeah, we'll get up some paper for this typewriter. Aaron.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it.
And now that he's like in light. Can I clearly see it's like all red now?
Oh, yeah. He's 100% gooped up with sticky, sticky blood. And you also recognize the sheen, this like rainbow sheen all over him. So you know that this is all Clara blood.
I also just imagined that some of the pink fuzz like stuck to him when he pulled away. So his entire back is just covered in pink.
That's why it was in the dump. It was not a good Christmas gift or whatever holiday gift.
Paxmas.
Mm-hmm.
Paxtonmas. Kind of get really close to Aaron, like as like away from Cindy, just kind of whisper to him, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
If you did what I think you did, we're gonna have a real problem.
I already have a real problem.
Okay. And then Max kind of mutters to himself, this is what it feels like to, I guess this is what it feels like to have fucking kids, I guess. God fucking damn it.
Everyone will listen.
Uh, 52 under 70 success.
36 under 40.
I'm busy looking at that wall of car keys. I rolled a 91 out of 70.
Okay. The back door to the garage, you know, from the library, I guess, opens up. And you see this woman with, like, bright red hair walking into the garage as though she owns this place. And she stands beside Cindy. Cindy is oblivious. And Max and Aaron, she doesn't seem to be hiding herself from you, but there she is.
Turn away from Aaron's face. Hello?
Ha.
Can I help you?
No, I work here.
Oh, you're one of the people. Were you in the big orb thing?
No, I wasn't.
What?
I was buried underground, and I've recently come up, so it is nice to be topside again.
Like a zombie?
No, not a zombie. Just buried.
Okay.
Buried? What?
I'm sorry, were you, like, going, like, spelunking or something? Like, we're talking, like, caves?
No, apparently I was, on someone's hit list, and there I was, just, minding my own business, being with a very beautiful young woman, and, then the next thing I knew, I was being tortured, and, I was buried underground.
Oh. How the fuck did you survive? That's That's terrible.
Oh, yes. I've been down there for at least 2 seasons or however long that's been. I was
about to say. Oh, fuck.
I couldn't tell you exactly how I've survived. I just know that I have. And, I'm not sure. Maybe I've escaped death before, but I just felt like this was the right place to come and the right time.
Well, there's a really good doctor in the clinic, and she can check you out and make sure you're, like, good to go. I mean, you look good, so, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you already went there or something.
Honey, have you ever seen a film called The Fly?
No.
Jeff Goldblum?
No.
No? You look worse.
Thank
Whatever
you.
Whatever you have done to you is very bad. You ought to go out and hose off.
Yeah.
You're going to scare the children.
See, that's what I was telling them.
Yeah.
This was good advice. Sage advice.
Yeah. I was just told earlier that I smell like Aaron, and honestly, currently, I take that as an insult. So maybe hosing off is a good idea.
The woman will... Wait, do you say that out loud?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so the woman will kind of look you up and down and then sniffs you, just...
Oh.
You smell like cedar.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll take that.
You gotta... So you say you work here?
Yes.
Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Tess. I work in the weird lab. I'd like to have a look at that typewriter there.
Oh, you want me to hose it off first?
No, thank you.
All right. I hand it over.
Tess will take the typewriter from you, and she'll pull out a handkerchief from her pocket and begins wiping things off.
I believe we have some work to do. Would you all like to attend? Or do you have other things?
In a minute?
Do not come into my lab like that.
I wasn't going to. That's why I said in a minute.
Yeah, I'm gonna... Listen, I know, Aaron, you seem bad, but could you phone Navarre and tell him you need help getting cleaned up?
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm not going to hose you down. I'm not doing that. By the way, Tess, my name's Max.
Max, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, pleasure to meet you as well.
I'm Cindy.
Cindy. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Just ignore
and
me.
I've heard. You're Aaron. I've heard.
Yeah, this is my brother. Yeah, so weird lab, huh? I heard this is like a magic library. Isn't that funny?
As Tess starts walking away, she'll kind of grab the... She'll cradle your elbow and bring you along, and she will whisper at you.
Well, there's nothing better than a little magic and science, you know? Just to make things that are extraordinary real.
Oh, wow. I like extraordinary things.
And she opens a small purple door. It's just tall enough for her to get in. So if you are taller than maybe like 5'6" and a half,
yep,
you'll need to duck down. And then it's a regular size room. But inside is this room full of strange gadgets. And in the center, there is a console. And it almost looks like the console is connected to this, like, living tree or vine that is sending up these electric pulses that go to little machines in the corner. And you see this mechanical lung that's just breathing but is connected to some fish creature in a tank nearby. Cindy, roll sanity.
Your rolls have been great, so this will be fine.
Hopefully it's higher than your luck.
My one good roll of the night, that was a 7 out of 30.
Very good.
Oh, 30! Fuck!
Cindy's not very sane.
Cindy's seen some shit.
You break into
probably
people's houses.
Own fault.
Yeah. Dig into people's stuff, you go see a thing or two. Oh my
God. So, Cindy, not only are you not fazed by this, in your backpack, you hear that, like, train whistle, and you're like, oh, this is something that, you know, kind of belongs here. Whether or not you pull that out or whatever is totally up to you. But not only do you see, like, all of this stuff and how real it is and how magical it seems, you start flipping through your mind as you have procured these strange and wondrous items for your own antique shop, and you know that, like, in the right hands with the right tools and the right mind, who knows what you've actually found on St. Paxton Island.
Oh my God, this is magnificent. This is so wow. I have to show you this. I found this thing. Yeah, totally legally acquired it, and I'm gonna set my duffel bag down and pull out the clock and be like, look, this is so cool. It looks like it's flying. I don't know how it works mechanically, but you know science and magic.
Yes.
So how does it work?
Well, that's gonna take a little bit of a time to investigate. I can't appraise something and tell you exactly how it works, but well, I'd love to see more of what you found.
I mean, I mostly just found like a couple lighters, but I, you know, I've found some stuff in my time about the island, you know.
Understood. Aaron, you find a little pressure washer out in the back, and you're able to hose down your clothes. So if you want to strip down, you can spray your clothes out real good. And, you know, obviously don't use the pressure washer on your skin. But you can disconnect and get yourself clean with the hose there.
I will happily do so.
Okay. You are no longer influenced by your failed sanity rule. Just so you know. As you walk in to the weird lab, and you... How tall is Aaron? I'm so sorry.
Oh, he's not really tall.
Okay. So he walks in, does not need to duck through the doorway, walks into the weird lab, a wet yet clean man, and you feel these eyes that are seeing through your eyes. And Tess puts the paper into the typewriter, and it starts click-clacking away. And you all see...
It was doing that earlier!
Yes. It's been doing it since you gave it to me, and that's why we've put a piece of paper into it. Do you want to come and see the message?
Yeah.
As you get closer, and you're all sort of like... looking around it, if you are looking around.
Yes.
Yep.
You see a message to Edward. Edward, there is a way off of the island. You can come to me, but it could open a door for all of these things to come back, so it would be very dangerous. But here's my location, and he begins putting these coordinates where Edward can find him. And then it's just signed, Watley. Aaron, in the back of your mind, you feel as Edward sees these coordinates, and he becomes determined. And Max, you feel that same determination.
Max will quickly snatch the paper and just crumble it up. Just rip it up as fast as he can. God fucking damn it, Watley, you piece of idiot.
You okay?
No.
Okay.
No. God. Cool. Damn it.
Cool. Do you want to, like, burn it? I've got a couple lighters.
I was just letting off steam.
Okay. It seemed pretty intense.
No. I understand.
Okay.
You have to end this, Max. They can't come back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lock us in.
Yeah. Shit. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
What are we ending?
Wait. Lock us here? Like, in the library?
You watch as Max grabs his duffel bag and walks out of the purple door. And Tess presses a button on this kind of organic mechanical console. And you hear these, like, metal reinforcements sliding up and down different parts of the walls. The windows become completely closed and encased in a thick metal. And she turns to you and says, "That's where we're gonna call it."
Oh, that's what's ending.
Oh, shit.
It's the episode.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I'm so excited for our very good Naruto versus Sasuke episode coming up next week. Welcome to St. Pastor.
But who's got wind? Who's going to Rasenka?
Mike. I got it.
Cindy's just gonna, like, loot the library the whole time. She's so oblivious.
Tess, the hell you will.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, there with Tess, like, yeah, you're not gonna get any, you're not gonna get anything out of that lab.
Yeah.
What does this plug into?
I can try anything.
I suppose so.
I mean, hey, she clearly has got a... Well, let's talk about it and take a knee.
Yeah.
Let's do.
We can't just give this away.
No. No, we're going to answer the question that Fred asked in the chat. Am I Naruto or Sasuke? Well, if you want to find out, you got to find out on our Take a Knee episode. The way you get access to Take a Knee is you have to go to our Patreon. You can find the link on our Twitter because I will never remember what that link is.
That's right.
And yeah, that's a cool way to support us outside of telling all of your friends, hey, we are the best real play Call of Cthulhu podcast on the net.
That's right.
That's what you got to say. Those are the only words that you can say to them.
Hype it up.
Yeah. Before you say hello, say, found the best Call of Cthulhu real play podcast. It's called Welcome to St. Paxton. You got to listen to it.
Say, give me your phone and just go ahead and just put the podcast on their podcast app.
Yeah.
If it's on there, that's one step closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it in your ear holes.
And, you know, we're getting up to the holidays again, and we are not going to be staying at home this year, regardless of whether or not it's safe, right? People are tired, and they're going to say, COVID be damned. We're going to have bad food. We're going to have all of our brown foods together. Well, that is a great time to get the Podcatcher app that is pre-installed on all of your old Republicans' phones. And you you subscribe. Just subscribe.
And you know what? And you know what? What you do is, you know, when you of course, take a walk with your cousin, you go and you... And you listen to the podcast out loud on your phone, and that way you get your cousin into it.
Yeah.
You know,
your
other cool, you know, your like that three or four other cool relatives
cousin.
Yeah, let's go take a walk.
Exactly. And then it becomes a tradition, and then we are part of the holiday experience. Guys, we've really thought this through.
Yes. Exactly. We are a holiday podcast.
Yes. Yeah. And if anybody asks you what goes well with ivermectin, you're like, I know. Here, let me play it for you.
Yeah, it's butter.
Precisely. Yes. Yes. One, you got to butter up.
Butter up. Yeah. And put on this podcast. I feel like we're really selling the show to people that are listening to the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So all the stuff we recommended, if you are already listening to this and you're trying to get someone into it, don't do all this. Just tell them, do you like spooky stories? Mm-hmm. Check this out. That's all you got
to
say.
Yeah, and that's probably easier, to
that's
be honest.
That'll probably do it. You don't want to oversell it. Let us sell us. Like, listen, just hand them the business card of saying, this is a cool podcast. Mm-hmm. And then we'll take care of the rest. Mm. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. Yes.
We got this.
Exactly. But if you want to know more about us individually, you can. First of all, you gotta go to twitter.com at St. Paxton Podcast. That's where we talk about when we're going live in the new episodes. And occasionally we will retweet the things that we think are relevant and or funny or bad. But yeah, the rest of us, you can find us on Twitter. Ben, where can people find you on the internet?
Well, they certainly can find me on Twitter at Ben Stonick, BenStonick.
I am at One Gaming Lane.
And you can find me at Starlit Firefly.
And I'm at Typical Veronica.
Fred is at I Think I'm Fred. I got you, buddy.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, bye. I thought you were waiting to... Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
This episode was edited by Steph Kingston. You can find her on Twitter at Steph O. Kingston. This episode was produced by me, Veronica. The intro for the show was composed by Rob Anderson. You can find him on Twitter at PotentiallyRob. Voiceover in the intro was provided by Hiroshi Sutherland. You can find him on Twitter at MaybeHiroshi.
Y'all, I'm so sorry. I'm so fucking burpy today.
Why?
There's no reason.
Okay.
I'd say like that's old fair. Age, maybe.
Is that a sign of aging? I don't
know. Michael, yes!
I don't think so. One, you don't look that old, so nah, not buying it. Two, I don't think so.
Well, I did do a lot of pressure washing this weekend, so it could be that.
Yeah, don't drink the pressure water. Don't do that.
Ooh, I don't want anyone to think that pressure washing is a sexual thing. I was actually pressure washing my driveway. That's all there was.
Why did that make you burp?
It was just a joke.
Okay. She was using seltzer water the whole time.
Yeah. It was very expensive.
Yeah, that's so much.
She did her whole driveway with LaCroix.
Can I tell you guys something? All right, if you're following me on TikTok where I post maybe monthly, I sing the praises of Dawn Power Wash there all the time. And I cleaned out some buckets in my driveway, which is a very steep incline. And I used like put some Dawn Power Wash in it. And then I sprayed it out and I did what everyone else does. And I let that water just roll down the driveway. Well, it created beautiful, clean streaks down the entirety of my driveway. So it looked like my garages were puking and I couldn't have that. So I had fucking Dawn Power Wash, you know? It's crazy.